Welcome to another Natural Born Leader episode. And this is something that I will actually get my sales team to also listen to. So one of the things that we, you know, that any company always struggles with is being able to communicate their value proposition. And for us right now, we have two products. Well, we have three products. We have the subscription, and then we have the two programs. The first program is WorkSpecialist.io. The second one is GCP, which is more of a partnership level kind of like program where we also service every company. And I want to kind of like clarify what that program entails. Okay. So for everyone who knows, right now, a lot of the things we're doing is helping experts, someone who has some level of knowledge of how to get a specific individual, a specific outcome faster and more effortlessly than they're used to getting it, or service providers like agencies, even consultants and coaches, right? People who are selling done-for-you services, done-with-you services, all the way to do-it-yourself, right? We help these people change their positioning from their old service monthly retainers or their one-off programs to positioning it as an infrastructure, okay? And not just positioning it, but we also help you structure your operations so you're able to build an infrastructure, build and release something that will create the inputs that is required in your client's business to kind of like create the output. So for anyone who doesn't understand systems, I'll need to explain that before. So for something to happen, right, that could be for someone to be sad, for someone to feel hungry, for someone to, for the sun to rise, for snow to happen, for a car to move and to go from, to move, like from being standstill and to start rolling, there needs to be an input, okay? There needs to be an input in life. Even for a human to be born, there needs to be an input. And that input is the sperm and the eggs to connect, right? That's where a baby is born. For you to grow muscles, the inputs is you go to the gym and you tear up muscles. You tear the muscles, right? And another input for muscles to grow is rest. Another input for muscles to grow is protein, right? And all the other nutrients. Now, a lot of the times when people are selling services, consulting, coaching, they're just selling you on, hey, I'll tell you about the nutrients or the workout or the sleep that you need. So I'm telling you, I'm just giving you information, okay? Or you will also have other type of service providers in the fitness space where they will actually, you know, hold your hand, be accountable, right? And in the gym. But these people will not be able to necessarily help you on what to eat, on how to sleep, because they're already, you know, they're already doing so much work by being present with every single kind of like person in their gym who they're training, that they don't have the time to also be a nutritionist, to also be a sleep specialist. So they're only solving one problem at a time, right? So to one extreme are the people who are teaching you information on what you need on the right inputs. On the other extreme is people doing done for you, but they're so involved in the on one mechanism, on one input, on one variable from the whole equation that they actually don't necessarily end up being the best of the best. Because as I told you, to grow muscles, you need to know how to tear your muscles properly by knowing what workouts to push. The second thing is you need the right nutrients. And then the last one is you need sleep, okay? So the idea with build and release and positioning it as an infrastructure is we're not on either extreme. We're not the ones giving people information, but we're also not the ones just solving one mechanism, one input at a time. What we do is we go research every single thing for our clients on behalf of people who want to grow muscles. And then we build an infrastructure, right? We figure out a way to help them put all these pieces together effortlessly, okay? So by building and releasing an infrastructure, you're creating the inputs. You're creating something that creates the inputs or that facilitates the creation of the inputs on behalf of your clients, okay? So you're helping them figure out, hey, what should I work out today? And then the second thing you're doing is, what should I eat today? When should I be eating? And then the last thing is, how much sleep should I be getting? You're helping them maybe get a Whoop or an Oura Ring. You're helping them track sleep and you're reviewing that data for them, okay? You're helping them on a weekly basis optimize their sleep and their fitness and their macros and everything, okay? So we're right in the middle where we're not just giving you information and you won't execute, but we're also not selling ourselves short by being just a specialist on nutrients or macros or sleep or fitness exercises. We're really encompassing everything and we're packaging it up into a framework, into a protocol, and into systems. And preferably, if you really want to take it to the next level, build and release gets exciting when you can also place talent. Like imagine if you sourced a nutritionist and if you sourced a fitness person and you sourced a sleep consultant, right? For everyone who buys your infrastructure on growing muscles, right? This is where the game changes. I mean, this is where it changes the whole game. Because now the same fitness offer that would probably only be, I guess, one second. The police is just stressing the people out on the streets, so I'll keep going. So this type of positioning, this type of deliverables makes it so that you can take a typical grow your muscle commoditized offer and turn it into a $25,000 package, if that makes sense, okay? Now, I was talking earlier about what GCP is about. Well, think of it as, instead of having it be a fitness case study, imagine for someone who's trying to build a quarter of a million per month business. Well, they need the right offer. They need the right sales argument. They need the right, marketing. They need the right sales infrastructure. They need a marketing infrastructure. They need a right value proposition. Well, they need the best value proposition, which is why we get them to do build and release, right? But they also need the right fulfillment infrastructure. They also need the right ascension models and all these things. So when you join GCP, our goal is to support you through every single infrastructure that you need, which is why we don't charge a one-time fee. We actually charge an upfront, kind of like you get to join. We increase the barrier of entry, so the only people who can join are people who are comfortable investing, right? And we also get 15% of everything that you make over the lifetime of you working and being a partner, which should be 6 to 12 months, okay? Now, we don't take anything that you've been making. So if you've been making 50 grand a month, we'll take 15% above what you've been making, above 50K. So it's 15% above whatever is above 50K, if that makes sense. So we don't start collecting any rev share on your old baseline. It's whatever is above the baseline. So that's the idea, guys. When you become a partner, we have the best operations when it comes. I mean, I'm not going to say the best operations, but we are pretty great at scaling companies from I would say 25 to 100K to a quarter of a million per month, even up to 500K per month. But that requires an elite CEO. So I won't necessarily make any promises. At the end of the day, we still rely on the CEO to support us and to help us execute. But that's the idea of GCP. It's the idea that we help you turn your service into an infrastructure. And as your partner, we build and release infrastructures in every single department so you can effortlessly scale. Let me know if that makes sense. I love y'all. Take care. Bye-bye.